Welcome to the Christian Life Coach Collective. I am your host, Laura Malone, and we're here to talk about life coaching, entrepreneurship, leading yourself well, and lots of spirit-led life and business strategies. So thanks for joining me on this journey, and let's jump into today's episode. Well, friends, I am celebrating 2 years of the Christian Life Coach Collective podcast, and I'm so happy that you are with me. I have experienced a lot of personal growth by walking out everything that I've talked about on the podcast for 2 years, 243 episodes, everything I've been teaching my students, everything I've been coaching my clients on. And I will say that 2 years down the road, taking massive action and overcoming a lot of personal obstacles, challenging the way my paradigm has got sometimes just wanted to stay, challenging it to grow and shift, and doing all the things to grow my business, to work with the most fantastic clients, to build and grow the best job on the face of the earth as a life coach. I don't know. I can't say anything better, but I love it. I love it so much. Podcasting has done a lot for my business because we moved in 2020 in July. So I moved to a city where I didn't know anybody. And all of my face-to-face clients basically went away, and my ability to find face-to-face clients went away. So I had to restructure. I had to go online, and I had to find a way to share what I knew and how I could help people in content. And I came across the idea of starting a podcast. That way I didn't have to like put makeup on or feel like I had to do anything to be on a YouTube channel. But also I get to like show who I am and be my personality gets to show up so that I actually get to work with the people who would like to work with me instead of people being surprised at who I am and thinking, nah, it's not really my flavor, you know? So the podcast created really incredible opportunities and just the right container for me to be able to pour into. And it gave me a way to reach so many people I would never have a chance to talk to or meet otherwise. It gave me a voice in parts of the world I will never likely visit. It let people find help just by searching in the podcast app the word life coach. And it's been a magnificent container to pour into and grow as a content creator, and also just a place to record my heart and my voice for my future generations. I love that aspect of it. And then the power of coaching over these, well, decades, but more specifically, let's say 8 years of a business and going on 9, and then really growing so much bigger because of the podcast and that organic marketing platform that it's created. The power of that coaching has transformed my life, and I can do things I could never do before. I can regulate my emotions. I can find big T truth faster. I can transform the thoughts that I'm thinking. And ultimately, all of that means that I have shifted things in relationships because of those things. I've made money because of it. I've created so much value because of it. I've built my business and helped so many other people get what they wanted to. I've taken calculated risks and overcome a lot of fears and moved past guilt and shame much faster so that I can go on getting on, you know? And it's helped me transform other people's lives by working with them, like partnering with them and guiding them. So I've seen clients do the work to save their marriages and to bring healing to their families and set healthy boundaries, find peace and joy in like everyday life and set goals, reach goals, literally climb mountains that used to overwhelm them and paralyze them. I've seen my clients get set free, literal freedom in their minds, align their beliefs with truth, stop sabotaging themselves, and start businesses become change agents, make huge differences in their finances, their families, their futures, and so much more. And the power of literally pursuing your dream and your calling. Like, oh my gosh, seeing my clients do that has been, it's just one of the greatest honors, privileges of my life to help people pursue what they're made to do. And I simply cannot imagine my life today without having gone after my own passion and purpose in coaching and business. If I had not pursued what was in my heart and started my business and started telling people I'm a life coach, I can help you. If I hadn't done all the work and made all the mistakes and failed often enough that I learned more and sacrificed fun so I could build for fun in the future and build out my dreams, I would be bored and restless and super dissatisfied, very unhappy, and still searching for purpose. So, yikes. I don't want to go there. Like, imagine yourself a year from now the same or worse. Yeah. I don't want that. It's like not in my paradigm to believe that I should stay the same. I love growth. And I will, like, I just want to share some of my clients have shared some really beautiful things. Like Jessica, she said, I am so grateful for my time working with Laura. She's helped me to take situations that seem like insurmountable obstacles and with a little faith and mindset switch turn them into challenges to help me grow. This has helped me be a better coach by far. And I love you, Jessica. Lachelle says, Laura has been the perfect coach. Well, thank you. I think that's a little overreaching, but I'll take it. She helped me to navigate all the logistics of starting a coaching business and given me the encouragement, motivation, and tools to make it happen. I launched my business in January after lots of baby steps and imperfect action, and I am so grateful for Laura's direction and guidance in this endeavor. And Tamara said that working with Laura gave me clarity around the calling the Lord's given me. She helped me to stop and slow down to listen to what he's saying to me, and I learned how a niche is beneficial, not just to my clients, but for me to see who I can actually serve. And everything she shares is God-centered and practical, super down to earth, and doesn't have empty promises or fluff. Well, I have to say, it's one of the nicest things you can say about me if you say there's no fluff. I appreciate that. Well, I just want to say thank you to all my clients, all my students, and all my listeners for being with me in this, for, I don't know, just absorbing whatever I put out there and using it to bring transformation to your own life and bless the world around you. I don't know. I could see a couple more years. I don't, like, how long do podcasts even go? How many anniversaries do you get? I know in Podbean, which is my podcast host, I think they have a limit somehow of like 999 on the numbers of episodes you can have. So maybe they cut you off, but I'm just going to keep going. I'm really wanting to dial in over all of this time, my content and who I'm talking to. And I know I've been sharing a lot about just journey and process and things that I would share as a human, as a follower of Jesus, and as an entrepreneur and a life coach. So that comes out in a lot of different ways in my episodes. I want to help serve anybody who is helping-hearted, growth-oriented, anybody who wants to just develop their own life and lead themselves well, and also be an example of how to lead yourself well to the world around you. Whether that means you're a coach or you're not, whether you're a mentor, a parent, a pastor, a judge, a nurse, a teacher, it doesn't matter. Like, however you use whatever I share, I consider it an honor that you would listen, that I could be of any assistance in just your walk in life. So thank you so much for being with me. As a gift, I just want to share that I created a new free workshop called How to Become a Life Coach. And it's literally just me answering questions, all of the questions I would have asked and all of the questions people have asked that rise to the surface again and again. So you can go straight to the show notes and click on that and it'll take you to it. Or you can go to sterlingandstonementoring.com and you'll see right there this free workshop called How to Become a Life Coach. It's all your questions answered. And yeah, that's like the thing that was on my heart to do. So many people do like celebrate their anniversary episodes in lots of different ways. And I just wanted to make this simple. I want it to be a no-brainer. I want it to be beneficial to you and easy access. So you can have it right now. You don't have to wait for it. And it's totally free. And I hope that it gives you encouragement right where you're at. If you think life coaching is anything that you're called to or any part of your future, watch the video now. Even if you think that you want to wait 2 years, even if you think you're not ready or you don't need it yet, whatever it is, jump in and go watch the video because I want to speak truth to you, give you hope, give you vision, and bless you. So thank you again for being with me for 2 years on this podcast. No matter when you jumped in or when you're listening to this, thank you for being a listener. I love having you in my audience and know that I pray for you. I love you. You are worthy right now, 100% right where you're at, no matter what. And you are a blessing to me because I know you're there. And I just right now bless you and release joy, peace, passion, and purpose and fullness of God's presence and true identity over your life. I release that to you right now. I proclaim that you are called, you are worthy, you are capable, and I find value just in knowing that you're there in my audience. Love you, friend. All things are possible, and it's all figure outable. Hey friends, don't forget to jump into the Christian Life Coach Collective Facebook group if you haven't already, so you can connect with like-directed people and get free resources and ask for feedback, all the things that are going to help support you on your calling as a coach. I hope to see you in there, and don't forget to subscribe to the show.